The election is still about a month away, but around the country, the legal skirmishes have already begun. Democrats and Republicans are trying to ensure that nothing happens that could put their party at a disadvantage and potentially determine the outcome of the election. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
Democrats say it was around noon on Election Day 2000 when they first realized there might be a big problem with butterfly ballots in Florida, and it all went downhill from there. So this election year, they're leaving nothing to chance. Bob Bauer is National Counsel for Voter Protection at the Democratic National Committee.
We have been active on a full-time, comprehensive basis now for months, looking to see where in any of the states there are legal or other impediments that are being thrown up to registration or seeded into the ground that could spring up on Election Day and affect the disenfranchisement of voters.
And indeed, numerous suits have already been filed. In Ohio, the state Democratic Party is challenging a decision by the Republican Secretary of State not to count provisional ballots cast in the wrong precinct. Similar suits have been filed in Florida, Michigan, and Missouri. Democrats are also challenging a directive by Florida's Secretary of State to reject voter registration forms if certain boxes haven't been checked. Bauer says Democratic lawyers will be monitoring ballot design, identification requirements, and anything else that could stop legitimate votes from being cast or counted.
There is not a question that we're not prepared for. There's not a research issue that we have not covered.
In fact, on Election Day, the Democratic Party, in coordination with the Kerry Edwards campaign, will have at least 10,000 attorneys monitoring key precincts around the country ready to pounce. But if they do, they'll likely bump into a Republican lawyer. The GOP and the Bush-Cheney campaign are also gearing up for major legal battles if it comes to that. Maryland's Republican Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele says thousands of Republican attorneys are being recruited.
Teams have just been asked to identify lawyers who are willing to volunteer to work, be available on Election Day. Some lawyers won't even be in the field per se. They may be in their offices doing their normal job. Something happens and they're called into action.
Already, some of these attorneys are being trained on election law, which varies from state to state and county to county. Legal strategies are being designed for battleground states, whether it's what to do on election day or in the event of a recount. Steele says Republicans will be focusing a lot of their attention on potential voter fraud.
There have been enormous efforts to register voters. I don't know what the checkoff process has been to make sure that every registered voter is legally registered. In other words, they meet the requirements under the law. They have a valid address, etc.
He says Republicans have already found cases where addresses on registration forms turned out to be empty lots or where the names of those registered belonged to people who had died. In New Mexico, Republicans went to court to get stricter identification requirements for those registered by third-party groups where they believe most of the fraud has occurred. Republicans lost that case but say they'll push for strong enforcement of identification laws around the country. Doug Chapin of the Nonpartisan Election Reform Information Project says much of this activity is driven by the closeness of the presidential race.
We're in an environment right now where people believe that the smallest number of votes can have a tremendous impact.
So any legal decision could be crucial, although how crucial won't be known until Election Day. He says it will be interesting to see how the legal strategies change depending on the outcome. For example, what if John Kerry wins in a state where Democrats have been arguing that the voting procedures are unfair?
I have no doubt whatsoever that the parties will change hats as circumstances dictate in various states.
He thinks it's unlikely there won't be any Election Day disputes, not necessarily because there will be more problems than usual, but because so many more people will be looking. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.